scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So if you're in the business world or really anything where you wear a tie, you might want to reconsider that, because according to a new study, wearing a tie is actually bad for your health. So this study that was published in the Journal of Neuroradiology, sounds pretty fancy, they found that wearing a tie actually significantly limits the blood flow to the brain by constricting veins in the neck and subsequently hindering the ability to think. So the fancy tie may make you look good, but you're not thinking right. Not only that, but it can be extremely dangerous to anyone suffering from high blood pressure, because wearing a tie can actually cut off circulation by as much as 7.5%. So back in 2003, they did a separate study that even found that wearing a tight necktie can increase the chances of developing glaucoma and blindness. Wow! Man, I'm never wearing a tie again. Not even a bow tie. I mean, it's just not good for you, I guess. And this also isn't good for you. Having really long fingernails. A man sold his 31-foot fingernails to Ripley's, believe it or not. That's gross. The New York Post claims that Sridhar Chalal is his name. He's from India and recently sold his 31-foot fingernails to Ripley's, believe it or not, in Times Square. Now, the India native has been growing his nails for 66 years. The nails now have their own habits, or now have their own exhibit that is at the museum. And he actually used to work as a photographer before retiring. So I don't know. What is a bigger turnoff when you go to a job interview? Is it not wearing a tie or having fingernails you've been growing for 66 years? I don't know. Either way, it's not good for you. But that's trending topics for this morning.